This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. You may have already known that I'm about 10% Native American. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Welcome to the Health Ranger Report. I've got some very unusual announcements today. First, something about my ancestry, and then second, I have a science warrior announcement of how we're going to help Native American communities across North America protect their water supplies against oil companies and fracking and chemical pollution and the EPA. So let me start with the first part of this. If you go to naturalnews.com right now and you search for a Health Ranger Science Warrior or Pocahontas, you'll find that I've posted a photo of my great-great-grandmother, who is a direct descendant of Pocahontas. And I've got family members who are really into genealogy, and they've done all the research, and they've traced this back. And there's been a sort of a Native American theme through my ancestry for quite some time, I've learned. Now, this is not something I grew up with. It wasn't, you know, as a child, my grandmother never said, oh, by the way, we're Native Americans, and we didn't celebrate Native American traditions and so on. What happened was that my grandmother grew up in a time when really Native Americans were discriminated against. And so people hid their ancestry. It's not like today where being Native American is more honored and more recognized. But back then, you know, you talk about the 1930s or 1940s or 1950s, a lot of Native Americans hid their ancestry because they did not want the cultural stigma at that time, which was discriminatory, obviously. And so, you know, that theme of being Native American, that ancestry and the cultural habits and so on, really were kind of censored in a way. You know, they were swept under the rug by people who were afraid. Who were Native Americans, but were afraid of being called, you know, savages or Indians or whatever the ignorant European Americans were calling them at the time. So even though I was raised in a lot of ways, a lot of things that I now recognize as being inspired by Native American traditions, I did not know they were Native American at the time. So for example, my grandmother and I, we would hunt for arrowheads all over her farm, which was several hundred acres. And we would go on long walks, and we would talk about nature, and we would learn about nature. And she had a massive arrowhead collection, and probably still is around. Come to think of it, I'd have to ask and see where that is. But we would find arrowheads all over the place, all over the ranch. In certain areas, they would be more plentiful than others. My grandmother, she was always an outdoors type of person. She would do a lot of wildcrafting. They would very frequently hunt for wild mushrooms, morel mushrooms, and they would harvest wild mushrooms. She would make like what's called a poke salad, and poke was a wild weed that Native Americans ate. And it was only later in my life when I came to learn what is poke. You know, when you're a kid, you're like, here's a poke salad. You're like, what is that? But as I've grown older and I've become, you know, more interested in herbs and wild foods and Native American traditions, I've come to learn that this poke weed is something that it wasn't called poke, obviously, by the Native Americans, but it was used as a traditional food source. And remember, the Native Americans, they were not engaged in monoculture. They didn't have tractors and pesticides, and they didn't grow, you know, 100 acres of genetically modified corn, right? They did some organized, very local, small-scale agriculture, but they did a lot of wildcrafting. And so they would literally walk around the plains and the forests, and they would harvest the foods that they needed. And they would live off the land. They would eat the berries that were in season, and they would eat the weeds that were their salads. You know, a lot of edible weeds out there all over the place. And so those traditions got passed down to my grandmother, who exposed me to some of that. Certainly not as much as I wish I had been exposed to. Now that I'm older, I wish I would have learned even more, but enough to get a taste of it and something that inspired me to get involved in natural medicine and herbology and, you know, traditional medicine, which of course goes back to Native Americans. It goes to indigenous Aborigines in Australia. It goes to the Himalayan medicine in modern day Tibet and so on and so forth, you know, South American medicine in the rainforest. I'm really a big fan of indigenous medicine. And so I lived most of my adult life not realizing I was Native American. And even though I always had red skin, you know, people are like, why is your skin so red? Or, you know, like, why are you so interested in being out in nature? Why is it that you can't stand to live in a city? And why do you always like to be out in the country, walking around outside all day? It's like, I've come to realize, you know, gosh, the reason that I feel like such an environmental warrior, if you will, or protector is a better term, and why I call myself the health ranger, it was inspired by sort of being a park ranger, which is a steward of nature. And I've always, for some reason I didn't understand until recently, seen myself as a kind of protector of the natural world, of natural living organisms and natural ecosystems and environment and clean water and clean soil, clean food. I mean, this is what ultimately led me to launch my science lab, you know, CWCLabs.com. We're protecting water. You know, we're doing heavy metals analysis of water and soil samples, environmental samples. We're producing the world's cleanest food and superfood products. You can buy those at healthrangerstore.com if you want to support our mission. They're the most rigorously tested products on the planet, period. No other company, no retailer does the kind of testing that we do of our products. We do so much testing. We've got mass spec instruments. We've got ICP-MS. We've got an ion chromatography instrument as well. And we're expanding our lab. But anyway, if you think about, like, it all makes sense once you realize I have a lot of Native American ancestry. And when you see this photo in that article I mentioned, you'll see my great-great-grandmother. She looks totally Native American. And she's got the high cheekbones that have still passed down to me as well. If you look at my facial structure and her facial structure, you can see the resemblance and you can see the Native American Indian genetic influence in her and even in me if you look closely. So it explained a lot for me to finally realize that I've got a lot of Native American ancestry in my blood. And I think a lot of that spirit of being a warrior spirit, being someone who is of nature and respects nature and is humbled by nature, like that part of me makes sense now that I understand and where I came from and who my ancestors are. So each of us, I don't know what your genealogy is, but maybe you've done research on yourself and you've found some fascinating things about your own history. And it's really a wonderful process to sort of uncover where you came from and who your great-great-great-grandparents were, what struggles they may have had, and how is it that you survived? I mean, how were you even born? You know, your parents had to survive, and their parents had to survive, and their parents had to survive, and there were hard times for all of our ancestors. Frankly, it's a miracle that any of us are here if you think about all the hard times that they went through. But it also tells you we come from a very long line of survivors, people who can adapt and overcome, people who are very, very intelligent and who can use tools to aid in their survival and even be able to thrive off of the land. And so it's a very inspiring kind of search for through your personal history, I think. And so I encourage you to do that if you haven't already done some of that. But once you do that, at least in my case, I feel a debt of gratitude to my ancestors. I mean, I don't know what you feel about your ancestors, but I feel like I owe my ancestors. It's almost like there's a spiritual pledge that I need to honor. You know, they fought hard for survival. They tried to protect life. They tried to protect nature. They tried to create abundance so that future generations, i.e. you and me, could thrive. And so we owe it to them, I think, to carry on the most inspiring elements of that mission. And for me, that is protecting the water. That is using the tools of modern science to continue the mission of my Native American ancestors. Protect the water, protect the soil, protect the food supply, protect us from pollution, from fracking chemicals, from heavy metals, protect us from the EPA, which is insanely destructive toward the environment. You know, the EPA is the Environmental Pollution Agency, and they are devastating Native American water supplies in places like Arizona. So I, in the article I published on this, I called myself, well, I really called this new mission a, quote, science warrior mission. And I see myself as using science to fight for clean environments, not just for everyone, but specifically for Native Americans who have been handed a crappy deal generation after generation after generation. Even today, they have to fight in North Dakota against the pipeline, right? The Sioux tribe there. They're getting a crappy deal constantly. And I don't see government offering to do lab testing of Native American waters to see if it's clean or not. Do you hear any of that? No, it's not going on because the government doesn't like Native Americans. The government, frankly, doesn't like humanity at all. The government is so incredibly corrupt, and they're not going to fund good science to test the waters of Native American tribes and communities. So I'm stepping up to the plate, and I need your help to do it. I've decided to launch a new brand called Chief Organics. Chief Organics is starting with whey protein. We've got four flavors of whey protein. It's ultra clean, massively tested. It's sourced from New Zealand originally, and then subjected to a huge battery of tests, including radiation tests, pesticide tests, heavy metals tests, RBGH, all kinds of things. It's the cleanest whey protein you can get on the planet. And we've offered that now, just launched that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, 1% of the sales of Chief Organics, not the profits, but the sales, which is a bigger number, 1% of the sales gets directed to funding the lab science that will test water for Native Americans for free. So Native American communities all across North America, including Canada, and also, frankly, including Mexico, can submit water samples to our lab, and we will test them for free. And we're going to pay for that using the 1% donation from the Chief Organics brand. So, you know, we can't test products for free. It costs us money. We have to pay for personnel. We have to pay for electricity, which is huge. It's like over $1,000 a month. We have to pay for the acid for the digestion of samples. We have to pay for instrument maintenance and a lot of consumables, such as the, there's sample cones and skimmer cones in the ICP, for example. Those, you swap out a skimmer cone, it's like $800. And there's all kinds of things. I'm not going to go into the geeky details, but it costs a lot of money to run a lab. Believe me, I'm about $2 million into this lab already. So we can't just offer that service for free without funding it. So we're going to fund it from the Chief Organics products. So if you want to help us provide the science to test waters for free from Native American communities all across North America, just start getting your whey protein from Chief Organics. And you can find that at healthrangerstore.com. Just search for the word Chief and you'll find it. We're also going to launch some other products that are Chief branded with the same kind of donation deal. 1% goes to fund this effort. Now then, if you're connected with a Native American community anywhere in North America, then you can submit samples to us for free. Just contact us through our Natural News contact page, or you can contact us through cwclabs.com. Send us an inquiry, and we'll send you back instructions on how you can send us a sample, a water sample. Basically, it's very simple. You just collect the water, and you send us a form that you fill out that so we know where it came from, right? And then we publish the results online. So we're going to be publishing this openly so that different Native American tribes can compare the results from region to region, and they can see, you know, what's the mercury level over here? What's the pesticide level over there? And eventually we'll be able to start testing for various fracking chemicals as well. So our goal is to do what the EPA refuses to do. You know, the EPA is not the Environmental Protection Agency. It's basically a pollution agency that has abandoned the environmental needs of Native American communities. And we, the people, including people like myself, who are descendants of Pocahontas and Native American peoples, we have to pick up this mission. And we have to use the best science tools of the modern era to protect our people, to test the water and test the soil, and offer this through whatever creative fundraising mechanisms that we can come up with, which is this Chief Organics launch, because the government's never going to write us a check. We're not going to get a big grant from the EPA to test the water of Native American communities. Believe me, you think they want to do that? No way. They're afraid of what these tests are going to show. They're horrified that we're offering this. They want to sweep the pollution under the rug. They want to keep it a big secret. They don't want America to know how polluted these aquifers are. But it's our job to expose the truth. It's our job to use good, solid science. And remember, my lab is ISO accredited. We are internationally recognized as offering accurate analysis of water samples and other types of samples as well. We can do this with credibility. We can release the results, and frankly, no one can argue with them. So my mission here is as a science warrior and a direct descendant of Pocahontas and, you know, just having Native American ancestry is let's use the knowledge that we have now, let's use the technology, and let's use the resources that we have now financially to help continue the mission that our ancestors fought for, which is to protect life and to protect our environment so that we have a sustainable system. You know, if you pollute the water, you end up with polluted food and polluted people and birth defects and all these other things. We have to protect the waters of our land, and we have to protect our people, which in my mind includes all people, not just Native Americans, but, you know, because I'm 90% not Native American, right? So our people means all of humanity, as far as I'm concerned. And we have to protect each other. We have to protect our environment. And we cannot rely on the government to do that for us. It's not going to happen. The government is incredibly corrupt. And the government's in bed with the big greed-driven corporations that pollute everything for profit. You know, especially pharmaceutical companies, just unleashing massive pharmaceutical runoff from their manufacturing process and just polluting waterways to the point where you can find Prozac in your tap water in most cities, you know, birth control in your tap water. It's insane. You know, hormone replacement therapy drugs in your tap water. They don't even tell you water treatment plants, by the way, don't remove drug residues. A lot of people don't know that. And so anyway, we got to do this, and we got to step up to the plate. This is the new revolution. This is citizen science. This is creative fundraising. This is citizens banding together to do what the corrupt criminal government refuses to do. This is people protecting people. And this is how we're going to do it. So you want some whey protein? Support this effort. Buy Chief Organics. It's reasonably priced. It's very, very clean. 1% goes to fund this effort. If you're part of a Native American community, send us your water samples. We'll start the testing. We'll do that testing for you at no cost because of this structure. So that's it. That's the announcement. I know it might be a lot to take in, but I thank you for your support. And I want you to know that I'm dedicated to this. I want you to know that, well, you probably already know, I can't be bought off. I will never sell out. My passions are genuine. My motivations are genuine. I want to use all the resources and tools and knowledge that we have right now to help humanity, help protect our world in every way possible. And whatever happens in Washington, even now with the new Trump administration, I'm not giving Trump a free pass. You know, I was pro-Trump in the sense that I was very strongly anti-Hillary Clinton. And we needed a revolution in Washington. But I'm not giving Trump a free pass on oil companies or pipelines or drilling or fracking or any of that stuff, just so you know. We got to protect our environment no matter who's in Washington. And I'm dedicated to that. And we're going to use science. We're going to use good, solid science to find out what's in the water and warn people if their water is being polluted and try to make some changes in our world. I mean, maybe ultimately our goal is to make sure that corporations don't build pipelines running through Native American aquifers or underneath them or in areas that could contaminate them, for example. We got to stop the EPA from polluting the Animas River in Arizona and other similar areas that are downstream from heavily contaminated mining operations where there's a lot of mercury runoff. We got to stop the EPA from polluting our world. How are we going to do it? It's through efforts like this, science warrior efforts. And I need your help. I can't do it alone. We got a lot riding on this. We got a lot of people depending on this. We can revolutionize citizen science through this kind of structure, and we can help literally millions of people live healthier, less polluted lives, you know, more vibrant lives with better knowledge, better transparency. And hey, maybe our science is going to show that a lot of areas, a lot of aquifers are actually quite clean. And that would be nice to know too. You know, not everything's polluted. Different areas have different degrees of pollution. Some might be quite pristine, and that would be great for people to know who live there, especially if they're using that water to irrigate their crops. So we can help create transparency on this with good, reliable information. Just need your help to do it. So go to healthrangerstore.com. The brand to look for is Chief Organics. And right now, our first Chief product is whey protein. And if you want to see the photos of my obviously Indian great-great-grandmother, go to naturalnews.com and search for Pocahontas or just the phrase science warrior. And you'll be able to bring up that photo and hopefully see some resemblance. Because yeah, she is. It's the gal on the right. She's really my great-great-grandmother. And she's, you can tell basically she's, I don't know exactly what percentage, but very much Native American. In any case. Bottom line, we're all human, okay? It doesn't matter whether we're black or white or Asian or Latino or, you know, Native American or whatever. We're all brothers and sisters. We only have one planet, folks. You know, we're all in the same boat here. We better protect it. We better not let corporate greed and government collusion destroy the one system of life that we have in this entire cosmos right here. I mean, we can't move to other planets. We don't have that kind of technology yet. And even if you could, what, you want to go to Mars? Where are the forests and lakes and plant life on Mars? They're virtually non-existent. There's probably microbial life on Mars, but there aren't great plains, okay? There aren't massive forests. There aren't deer on Mars, okay? I hope that's obvious. We got to protect the planet we have. That's Earth. We're all in this Earth boat together. If we don't help each other, then we're all going to become extinct because these corporations will commit mass suicide in their quest for quarterly profits, and they will leave us a legacy of massive death and contamination and pollution and suffering and starvation if we let them. That's where they are pushing us because they're just rooted in evil and greed and destruction. Can't let them win. Not going to let them win. We are warriors for life, and that's what we're going to protect is life. Thanks for listening. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to HealthRangerReport.com. We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra-clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosatetested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.